Welcome to another legal talk here on eRadio with Han and Han Attorneys. And today we're talking about urgent applications. Very often in the news we hear about people filing urgent applications in court. And then obviously you know that something is happening there and it needs to be done right now. So urgent applications in the middle of a crisis requiring a high priority court intervention. Explaining it for us today and letting us understand it in simple terms is Olebogeng Mangena from Han & Han Attorneys. Olebogeng, welcome back again to Legal Talk. Are you well?
No, thanks, man. How are you?
Good, thank you. No complaints. So, Olebogeng, we've got urgent applications. What should a person do when he or she finds him or herself in the middle of a predicament and we require a high priority court intervention?
What a person must do is to apply to court for an urgent relief by way of issuing an urgent application. Issuing an urgent application means that the applicant does not need to follow the normal court processes, as they would not be able to obtain the adequate relief and will accordingly suffer an irreparable harm if they do so. So urgent applications are both available in lower courts as well as superior courts. However, for purpose of our today's session, we are going to discuss urgent applications in the High Court.
Okay, so how does urgent applications work? And are the normal rules of court also applicable?
An urgent application, it follows sort of a special procedure whereby the normal rules of court are not applicable. So the applicant must ask the court to dispense of the normal court rules pertaining to time frames as well as the manner of service. Because normally the court rules have a prescribed way of service. So if you bring an urgent application, you don't follow the normal rules pertaining to service as well as the time periods. So it is very important for applicants to expressly in their notice of motion request that the court condone non-compliance with the rules. Also that urgent application, they are regulated by Rule 6, subsection 12 of the Uniform Court Rules, in that they ensure that justice is not delayed in situations where the normal processes would lead to their consequences for the applicants. So it also allows the court to act swiftly and flexible to protect the rights of the affected parties.
Olebogeng, who determines whether the application is actually urgent or not?
The person or the party that rests with that is obviously the court. So the applicant must prove in their application that the matter is urgent, and the court then will decide it is satisfied that the matter is sufficient enough to be heard on an urgent basis.
Okay, so you say the applicant must prove. So what must the applicant prove in order to succeed with this urgent application?
So in their filing affidavit, they must outline circumstances as well as reasons that make that application to be urgent, and also show to the court that it will not obtain the adequate relief that it requires at that time if the normal course is followed. So the judge would normally dismiss the application if it finds that the matter lacks the urgency.
And how does one bring an urgent application?
Bring an urgent application, as I said, it's found in Rule 6, subsection 12. However, different provincial divisions of the High Court have different directives. So for Gauteng province, we normally follow the court directives, which will provide us with a procedure and the requirement that we must satisfy before the court, before we can bring the application.
Let's look at the documents required for the urgent application. Can you share that with us?
Yes. The notice of motion, since an application, must be there, as well as the filing affidavit, and also the supporting annexures. And the applicant must also provide which is applicable here in Gauteng, a compliance affidavit that it has complied with the practice directive, as well as drafting a certificate certifying that the matter is urgent.
And that's urgent court applications in a nutshell, thanks to Lebogang Mangena from Hahn & Hahn Attorneys. Many thanks, and until next time, Lebogang.
Thank you, man. See you next time.
Are you or your business in trouble and struggling to find a solution? Call Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, as we assist clients in finding solutions. We specialize in consumer and food law, commercial and construction law, forensic investigations, and administrative law. Visit hahnlaw.co.za. That's H-A-H-N. We assist clients nationwide. Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, because we care. Don't miss Legal Talk with Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, Wednesday mornings at 10 on eRadio.